This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If ever there was a week to take a minute, 4 minutes, actually, to recap what's been going on out there, this is it. So here for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. She is in our studios in New York. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal is down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so Lee, on Mitchell's last point there about whoever wins gets credit for the recovery, you buy that?
I do buy that. I mean, I think...
You sound doubtful.
We'll do this.
Own it, I mean, man. You got to own it.
No, I think a lot of this is because of what's happened over the past 4 years. You know, we've already regained back half the jobs that are lost. So we are already in a recovery. So it's the seeds have been sown. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the next 4 years. But, you know, I think that a lot of this groundwork has already been laid because we're in a recovery.
Yeah. You know, so Sudeep, there was a lot of talk about, you know, a year after President Obama took office about when this was going to start being his economy, when he was going to own it, right? How long is that going to take if there's a change in the White House? How long will it take for Governor Romney to own this economy or President Obama to say, you know what, I own this now, this is mine?
I think it takes for a new president at least a year before you actually get a sense that their policies have had some chance to work. We saw that with President Bush and the jobless recovery we saw back in the early part of the last decade. Mm-hmm. We saw that again now. Whoever gets the big win on Tuesday will inherit an economy that is fundamentally better than it was 4 years ago, because we were in a severe crisis back then. And we've worked through a lot of the excess, all of the overburdened households in terms of personal debt. A lot of that has been worked through. And so time has healed this wound somewhat.
Somewhat, he says. Hey, Lee, so the fundamentals of this report, the rate going to 7.9 and the fact that it's 171,000 jobs for now anyway. How much does that explain what's been going on the past couple of months in terms of consumer confidence rising, consumer spending rising? I mean, now it all kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. And it really is a continuation. For the past 3 months, we've added an average of 140, 150, mm-hmm. maybe even a little more jobs. So those are good numbers. I mean, you know, definitely in a growing economy, you want to be looking at like 250 to 300,000. We're very far from that still. But these are a marked improvement. And it does explain a lot of what people are seeing on the ground. And they're spending more money. They're feeling better about the economy. It's very regional, though. I mean, what you're seeing in places like Michigan is different from what you see in places like, you know, North Dakota or even Ohio, frankly.
Yeah. Speaking of regional, you're safe from the storm, right? I mean, did it get you?
It got me in the sense that I have no power, but I have a very generous colleague who's lending me her apartment. But it's I'm very, very lucky. I mean, it's been a rough week.
You know, I bet.
To say the least.
Yeah. Bigger picture, though, even if it goes as high as $50 billion, the cost for this storm, is that a big hit to the national economy, do you think?
You know, it'll definitely take a toll. I don't think they're saying a fraction of a percentage of GDP. We'll feel it. But I think that much in the same way that New York is resilient, I think that the economy will be resilient and get through this in the end.
Yeah. So, Deeb, let me ask you the Washington question of the week, which is, what's the mood down there, man? It's like 3 days from the big day.
Everyone is extremely nervous, but also very excited about getting past this ridiculous election season, because we've gone through the silliest of phases in this entire cycle. And now we will actually be able to look forward to a big fight in Congress over the fiscal cliff and getting through some real policy, which will be incredibly important for the course of the economy. And that's what everyone is gearing up for now.
All right. Well, since you brought it up, and unfortunately you have like 11 seconds to answer this question, do they actually fix the fiscal cliff at the end of the year, or do they push it into like March, April, May?
I think they will push it, because they will come to the very last minute and realize they can't allow a disaster to strike just yet, and then they'll let the disaster strike at some other time down the road.
Perfect. Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal in Washington. Disaster later down the road. I love those. Sudeep Reddy in Washington and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine in New York. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
You too.
All right, we'll see you.